We're back here on Energy Wise, and we're talking with Carl Minetti about the Northern Alaska Environmental Center Energy Retrofit. And once summer hit, you began to work on the building, and I'm sure that you took the advice and recommendations of the people you talked to and those in the energy rating. And tell me, what did you do?
Basically, we started with the energy rating and went from there. That showed us several areas of the building that would pay back the most amount of money with the least amount of input. Windows were one of those areas. We were able to save a little bit of energy by replacing several of the windows. We didn't replace them all because, as I said, this building had been built in stages and had several little upgrades done, and there were several of the windows that were adequate. And because windows cost so much to replace, and they take so long, at least 10 years, to pay them back in savings, we decided to only replace the ones that we had. We do have a limited budget like anybody else would. You know, it's interesting when you look at the energy rating. One of the things that the energy rating tells you is not only where you can best put your money, but how long it'll take to pay that back. Air sealing and weatherization or weather stripping of the building was suggested to cost between $250 and $300, and we could possibly save $500 a year with that. That's a six-month payback. That's a tremendous return on investment. In our case, we spent almost $500 on those products for weather stripping and air sealing, but I'm sure it's going to give us a lot of return and a quick return on our investment. So air sealing was one of the major things. In fact, it is probably, if anyone's going to tighten up their home at all, that is a place where you probably would want to start first, because without doing that, without preventing excess air entering the building that you don't want to enter or leaving the building that you've paid to heat, you really haven't done your job. You can add all kinds of insulation, but if you haven't sealed up the cracks, you haven't done your job. That was one of the minor costs that we did, and probably took the least amount of time as well. But then the major thing that we did was we removed all the siding, wrapped the building in a drain wrap, and then put on two layers of overlapping foam, 4 inches in total, and covered that with a fiberglass acrylic type of stucco system. And the last thing we did then was put more insulation in the ceiling.
Who did all this work? Did you have a contractor do this?
Well, we had a contractor give us a bid for the work, and that came out to $28,000, and it was above what we could spend on our budget. And it didn't really even include the windows. I don't think it included the spraying foam in the attic either. So we have a fair number of volunteers at the Northern Center who have a wide range of expertise in building techniques, and we decided we could get the materials for under $18,000 and do the work ourselves. And again, that sort of fits with the idea, with the original idea of showing people that this is something that they could possibly do themselves. It took a while to do it, and it took a lot of man hours, but it's something you could do in your spare time and after work or on weekends.
Carl, tell me about what you did when you finished the retrofit.
We finished actually in September, but we really wanted to wait to do our follow-up energy rating until we had similar conditions under which the first one was done, which was in January on a cold day. It's not required for an energy rating because it measures mostly air movement, but the thermal images are what we wanted to do at the same time because those do work better when there's less of a temperature differential. So we waited for another real cold day. I think it was in early February, about 30 below zero, and had the energy rater come back, and the fella from UAF with his infrared camera came over, and we determined then how well we had done. And the rating showed that we just barely missed our 5-star plus with the improvements we had done. But the thermal scan was very dramatic and showed a lot of great reductions in heat loss from the exposed concrete around an old garage door that we covered over, and also showed a lot less air leaking into the building during the energy rating, the blower door test. So it was. We were very pleased with the results.
Now, a lot of folks out there are going to want to know, well, are you saving any money? Are you saving any fuel oil? Let's talk some numbers. It seems like you made a big difference to the outside of the building. How much did all your supplies cost for this?
Our supplies cost us around $17,500. $3,800 of that was for the 7 new windows, and around $1,000 was for attic insulation, between 300 and 500 for air sealing and weather stripping, and most of the rest was for the foam and the stucco system that we put on the outside.
And so after doing all this work, how much will you save by making all these changes, and what's the payback?
Before I answer that question, I'd like to address the word payback. there's a lot more to an energy retrofit than just the cost of doing it and the savings that you incur by doing it. At the Northern Center, our main reason for doing this was to reduce our carbon footprint and be kinder to the environment, reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. You know, those are all very important aspects of it. The fact that we could do that and save money at the same time was a big plus for us. So I don't think anyone considers payback either when they're considering maybe putting in a new bathroom for $20,000 or $30,000 on a new kitchen or $40,000 to buy a new pickup truck. You don't worry about payback there. Here's something that actually might give you a payback and make you, you know, give you a healthier place to live and work and also be kinder to the environment at the same time. So back to your question, though, for the time periods from September through right now, when we can measure what we've used in the past versus what we're using now, we have reduced our fuel use by about 40 to 45%.
Wait, 40 to 45%? That's tremendous.
Yeah. At current prices of around $2.50 a gallon, that's over $200 a month we're saving, and our loan from the bank is only $175 a month. So we're saving $25, at least $25, putting $25 a month into our pocket after having done all this work. On the average over the past 3 years since the new boiler was put in, we used about 9.3 gallons per day during November through February. This year, during that same time period, we only used 5.3 gallons per day.
That's definitely very dramatic. Now, if somebody else is looking to do a retrofit like this, what kind of advice would you give them since you've gone through the whole process now?
Well, I would say that it's probably the easiest, quickest, simplest way for someone to improve the cost of energy, their cost of energy. Essentially, what you're doing is just not using, and you're paying to not use energy. You're spending your money to give you a lifelong payback of less energy, you know, reduced energy use. And so I think it's a wonderful idea from both the economic standpoint and the fact that it helps curb global warming through, you know, climate change. The fewer emissions you have from fossil fuels, the better. But as far as what they should actually do, I would probably have them contact the portal. And it's located on Driveway Street, right across from the News Miner building. Those folks have lots of details on the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation's rebate and weatherization programs. After that, as long as you are a qualifying person for those programs, they would be able to fill you in on a lot of information. But there's also the Cold Climate Housing Research Center, UAF Cooperative Extension. You could stop by the Northern Center and find out what we did, and we could give you some more detailed information as well.
Let me ask you one more big question, and you addressed this a little bit earlier, but why do this? Why should somebody care about retrofitting their home or business? You know there's going to be a lot of people out there who say, oh, I'll just pay for what I got. I don't have time to do this. What are some reasons why somebody should look into doing something like this?
First, in most people's minds, would be the reason we thought of this to begin with, which was on that cost of energy task force, we're talking about lowering energy costs. Well, I went to several local meetings here where everybody in the audience was saying, when's the state going to do this, or when's the borough going to do that, or when are the prices of oil going to come down? Well, we have no control over that, you know, and it's going to take years for us to maybe get wind power or solar power to become cost competitive with fossil fuels right now. This is something that can be done right now. If you're worried about your cost of energy, just retrofit your home, use less energy, and you've done your job, okay? You can take this into your own hands. It's something you can do by yourself, or if you choose to do it by yourself, or you can have a contractor do it for you, but it's something you can do right now without waiting for any help. If you really want to lower your cost of energy, this is the quickest, easiest way to do it. And then on the human side, at the Northern Center, we have an a prettier building to work in, a healthier building. We no longer have the drafts and the cold room over here and the warm room over here that you could never quite make them equal, you know. And we're saving money and helping the environment at the same time. So I think those are all good reasons.
Thank you very much, Carl. That's all for this week's edition of EnergyWise, brought to you by the UAF Cooperative Extension Service and the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. We'll see you next week.
If you want to submit a question to EnergyWise, email us at energywise@cchrc.org. We'll try and get your question answered on the air. For more information on EnergyWise, including a schedule of upcoming shows, visit the UAF Cooperative Extension Service website at www.uaf.edu/CES or the Cold Climate Housing Research Center at www.cchrc.org. Get EnergyWise. Save money. Become sustainable.